We begin the current and final daf, Masechtas Harayos, daf Yud Dal. We begin on the bottom line of daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara continues in the related discussion of the previous daf, where because of a certain incident that Reb Meir and Reb Nosson had with Reb Shimon Gamliel, that they attempted to possibly embarrass him, Reb Shimon Gamliel said that they penalize him, Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, when they teach rulings in the Beis Medrash, it's not going to be quoted in their names. Rather, Reb Meir is going to be called the Acherim, the others, and Reb Nosson is going to be called Yesh Oimrim, the those who say. Now, related to that penalty, the Gemara teaches us that Masnele Rebbe Reb Shimon Berei, Rebbe was teaching his son Reb Shimon the following Mishnah Masechtas Becheiris in the last parak of Samach Aleph, where there the Mishnah is talking about a specific case. The halacha is that there's a halacha called Maisa Behema. When the person has new animals from the flock from that year, every tenth animal is Maisa Behema, is to take up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Now, on that, the Mishnah gives an interesting case. It has to go out one after another, and the tenth one, they make the mark that it's the Maisa Behema. But the Mishnah tells of, let's say, by number nine, he says, oh, it's number 10, which is part of the halacha of making it designated as Maisa Behema, but it really wasn't 10, it was really number 9. Then actually, when he gets to the tenth one, he realizes, hey, I made a mistake, he calls the tenth one number 9. And then when he calls that number 9, so when he gets to number 11, he calls number 11 number 10. So that the Mishnah says that all three of those animals are going to be sanctified. Because ultimately, each one of them has an element of being Maisa Behema. The ninth one, because he called it 10. The tenth one, because it really is the tenth. And the 11th one, because he called it the 10th. Now, however, they have different halachas regarding their sanctity. The ninth one is eaten in its state of when it gets a blemish. The 10th one is actually the real intrinsic one that's Maisa Behema, has the halachas of Maisa Behema. And the 11th one is sacrificed as a carbon shlamim. And it can be made into like a regular carbon shlamim as applicable for the lachas of temura, which is if someone attempts to take a carbon and says, I want to swap its sanctity and redeem it onto a different animal, which is forbidden, and actually not only does the original animal retain its sanctity, the one that he tried to switch it to also then gets the sanctity known as a temura. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. On that, Reb Yehuda said to Reb Meir, what? Do you think a temura could make a temura? But we know the halacha is that a temura cannot make a temura, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura in the first parak, and here, what happened was is that this number 11, it itself is not the Maisa Behema. It was swapped with the real 10th one, and they called the 11th one 10. So in a sense, it's Temura. A Temura cannot make a Temura, as we learn within Masechtas Temura. So how can you say that the 11th one can make a Temura? On that, Reb Meir said to him, you're incorrect, because if the 11th one would be, quote, a Temura, and therefore then it cannot make its own Temura, then it would not be sacrificed. And the reason for that is because the temura of a Bechor and of Maisa Behema is not sacrificed. How do we know that? By Bechor, because it says in the Pasuk, Ach Bechor Shor Kodeshein, only the Bechor of the Shor is going to be holy. Which teaches us that only the Bechor itself is going to be holy, but the temura is not going to be sacrificed. And we know that applies to Maisa Behema too, which is what they're talking about over there in that Mishnah, because of Gzeir Shava of Avara from Bechor, where there it says, Kol HaShuyavetach HaShevet, and by Bechor it says, Avarta Kol Pata Rechem, just like there it says, Vavarta, and it's only the primary carbon that's sacrificed, not the Temura, so the Bamaisa Behema. So therefore, said Reb Meir Reb Yehuda, obviously it's not called a Temura, because then it wouldn't be sacrificed. And therefore it's obvious that it's not considered Temura, rather like a regular carbon shlam, and the carbon shlam, one could make a Temura out of it. So when Reb Shimon was teaching this Mishnah to his son Reb Shimon, when he quoted the opinion of Reb Meir, he said, Acherim, Oirim, the others say, no, Reb Yehuda, incorrect. Because Ilu Hayu Temura, if this 11th animal was a Temura, was really like swapping for the real Maisa Behema, which is the number 10, and therefore you want to say that you cannot make a Temura because a Temura cannot make a Temura. But then, as we continue to talk about Yodalam and Aleph, he said, then Lo Hayu Karv, it wouldn't be sacrificed. Obviously, it's not a Temura, it's like a regular carbon shlam. Now, Amalai, so when Rebbe was teaching this mission to his son Reb Shimon, his son said to him, Mihem halal, who are these, when you call them the others, Shememeim Anushaisim, that they're waters we drink, Ushmaisim Einon Maskim, but we don't mention their names. Why do we call them the others? So Amalai, so Rebbe said to his son Reb Shimon, these are Bnei Adam Shebik Shulakor Kvaidecha, these are people that attempted to uproot your honor, Uchvaid Beisavich, and the honor of your father's household. Because Rebbe and his son Reb Shimon were from the dynasty of the house of the Nasi, which their grandfathers was this Reb Shimon Gamliel, and this others, Reb Meir, attempted to uproot as we had the incident in the previous daf, and therefore they were penalized. So Amalei, so Reb Shimon said to his father Rebbe, quoting a pasuk in Kehelas, Gam avasim, gam sinasim. Also their love, also their hatred, gam kinasim, also their jealousy. Kvar avad, that's already passed. It's a thing in the past. Why do we care? Why are we getting stuck in what was years ago and that we're not saying their names? So Amalei, so Rebbe said to his son, according to Pasuk in Tehillim, ha'oyiv tamu, the enemy is gone, charavis lanetzah. But the destruction, meaning to say that even though they're dead, but the destruction will be forever, meaning it's not appropriate to mention their names. But Amalei, on that, Reb Shimon responded back to his father, Rebbe, hanami leheicha dahanu masayu. That would only be appropriate if they had accomplished something in their devious plot. Rabbanu lehanu masayu, but here the rabbis, Reb Meir, they weren't successful, as we had the incident in the previous stuff. They didn't end up doing anything to harm the grandfather, Reb Shimon Gamliel, to do anything to our dynasty, and therefore why are we penalizing even today and not quoting their names? Says the Gemara, Hada Asnilei. So then Rebbe was Makabel. He received what his son had said to him. And then he repeated the Mishnah to him that Amr Mishum Reb Meir. He didn't call Machayim anymore. He said, they said the name of Reb Meir. This same idea, Ilu Hayu Temura. If this 11th animal was a Temura, Lahayu Karva wouldn't be sacrificed. Obviously, it's not a Temura, and therefore it could make a Temura. Now, Amr Rava, he comments and he says, Afilu Rebbe, even Rebbe, Dan Basanusahu, who was very humble, here in this incident, he didn't do something that was too humbling. Because Tana, we learned that Amr Mishum Reb Meir, the words Rebbe then retorted to his son was that they said in the name of Reb Meir, but Amr Reb Meir le'amr. He didn't say that Reb Meir said. In other words, he wasn't going to give still a direct quote to Reb Meir. So although he was humble and he accepted what his son had told him, and he's going to start quoting his name, but not like a direct quote from Reb Meir, but rather they said in the name of Reb Meir, again, somewhere in the middle, because even though he was humble, but he felt it was still not appropriate to annul that penalty and say it directly, name of Reb Meir. Now, relating to this incident of the dispute between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Meir and Nasan, Amr Reb Yechanan says, "Pligubba Rabban Shimon Gamliel Rabban." There was a dispute between Reb Shimon Gamliel and the rabbis, as there are in the Mefarshim that explained that actually this machlokes parallels what happened between Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Meir and Reb Nasan, because Chad Amar Sinai Adav, one of the parties said that Sinai, which means to say that someone who knows the text of the Mishnayos and Brises, which is organized by him, like as was given by Har Sinai, they hold that that's the primary, that's the ideal, which that's what Reb Meir and Reb Nasan held, and therefore they were going to say that let Reb Shimon Gamliel say Oba Uktzin, which was not Sedura Befiz. But the other party held that, no, someone who uproots mountains, meaning is very sharp and is very spiced in Torah, even though he does not have organized old Mishnayos and Brises, so organized is better, as we find by Reb Shimon Gamliel, although he didn't know Uktzin, but he was still the Nasi. So that was the Machlekes, which one is better. So the Gemara brings a story illustrating this Machlekes, that Rav Yosef Sinai, Rav Yosef had, he was called Sinai, because he had all the Mishnayos and Brises organized as if how it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai, but he wasn't as sharp and as mefulful, which means to say the ability to put things together like Rabba. And Rabba, Ikaram, whereas Rabba was very sharp and very able to uproot mountains, he was able to have this logic to prove his points. Now, Shalchul Taman, the sent over there to Eretz Yisrael, Ezman Kaidim, who's the primary one? Who comes first to be the leader of the Jewish people to be the Rosh Hashiva? So Shalchulhu, they send to them Sinai Adif, the one who has all the text organized is better, because the Amar Malik, the master says, Hakol Tzrichin L'marich Itayah, everyone needs the master of the grain, of the wheat. In other words, Rabbi Yosef, he's the master of the wheat because he has all the Mishnais and all the Brises organized as he heard from his teachers, as it was given from Har Sinai, and that's the primary because all halacha comes from the Torah Shabbat. So you could have all the logic, but you need to have the text to use it with, and Rabbi Yosef has that. But the Gemara tells about Falach, in spite of this, Lekibul Rav Yosef Allah, he did not accept the mantle of the leadership. And Malach Rabba Esther Matartan Shnin, instead, Rabba went first, and he was the Rosh Hashiva, he ruled for 22 years. Vahad Malach Rav Yosef, and after Rabba passed away, then Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva. Now, Vachol Shnei de Malach Rabba, in all the years that Rabba was called the king, meaning he was the one who was the leader, Rav Yosef, Afil Umne Lebeisei Lechalav, even a blood letter, which was common practice in Talmudic times for healthy practices, he didn't even want to have any leadership role in all those years that Rabba was the head, even something as small as not letting a blood letter come to his house, rather he wanted to let blood, he would have the blood letter when he would go to Rabba's house, and there is where he would let blood, or as others say, he didn't want to have any leadership role, meaning because all the years that Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva, he didn't have time to let blood because he was so busy toiling and learning from the Rosh Hashiva, who was Rabba. Now, relating to this idea about who is the next Rosh Hashiva, Abaye v'Rav of Reb Zeir v'Rabbi Bar Masna, these four Amiram, have a Yasmi, they were sitting. They needed a leader, they needed someone to be the Rosh Hashiva. Amri, they said, called the Amr Milsav Le Mifrach. Whoever's going to say a teaching is not going to be what's called upgeschlagt, it's not going to be refuted. Lahavaresha, he'll be the head. The Kula Ifrach, the Gemara tells us all their teachings were refuted. The Abaye Le Ifrach, but Abaye's teaching was not refuted. Chazi Rava La Abaye, the Girsa brings, not Rabba, but rather Rava La Abaye, the Gavaresha. He saw that it was his time that his head was sticking out, meaning that it was his turn to be the Rosh Hashiva, because he was the one that wasn't refuted. So Amalei said to him, Nachmeni Pasach Ve'ema, Nachmeni, open up and say a drasha, because obviously from heaven they designated that you should be the leader. And Abaye was called Nachmeni. Now, Ibailu, the following question, concluding that from these four, so it was Abaye that was going to be the leader, but from two of them, Reb Zeira v'Rabbi Bar Rav Masna, asked the Gemara, Haimanai Odev, from those two, which one was better? As the Gemara explains, do we say Reb Zeira because Charif Umaksha, he was sharp and he would ask piercing questions because of his extra pilpul, he was able to ask and answer, but v'Rabbi Bar Rav Masna, he wasn't as sharp, but because he was matun, he was patient and he would analyze very well, umasik. And we'd come out with good conclusions according to what the halacha is. My, what's the halacha? Which from one of these two would it be greater? So the Gemara take it, let it stand. It's not clear which one is greater. Hanulach Kray Mashiach, which I will turn to you, the third parak Mesechtes Harias, parak Kray Mashiach. With Slikala, Mesechtes Harias, we have concluded Mesechtes Harias. And also in the order of the Daf Yemi, we have concluded Seder Nizakin.